Welcome to JesusJournal.tv. Jesus is alive. He's alive in our heart. He's alive at that right hand of God, making forever, making intercession for us, and assume will retrieve us and go to the Father's house. So we're talking about the 12 roles of Jesus. Many times he started out with I am. Here's another I am, number 5, the light of the world. This is found in John 8:12. It says, "And spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 8:12. So Jesus is the light of the world. Remember in Genesis 1, where the earth, heavens and earth were created, and then the earth was a void without form, and then Jesus, you know, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And there really wasn't the sun and moon and stars until the fourth day. When Jesus came upon this earth was so dark that he became, you know, the light of the world. Not a light that we can see in the natural realm, but a light nevertheless in the spiritual realm. And if you become born again, that light is in you as well. But Jesus is the light of the world. If we're looking for a way out, you're looking, you know, not to stub your toe in the middle of the night, you're going to need a light turned on. You may learn where your furniture are so you can navigate in the darkness pretty slow. But if you want to really know where things are and make sure you don't stub your toe, you're going to turn on the light in case a kid left out some Legos, you know, or moved a couch or something. You want to have the light of the world, and Jesus is that light of the world. So we walk in the light you have been given, which is an important thing. Because, you know, light is, you know, we wake up at the dawn and it gets brighter and brighter. It gets brighter, you know, at noonday, and then starts getting, you know, less light, and then the darkness comes back in. So we need to walk in the light that God has given us, and don't turn off the light. What I mean is this, when I'm talking about that scenario about you walking through your living room in the middle of the night or trying to get to the bathroom and you stub your toe. Well, when a room is messy, God will turn on the light. And then that makes us, you know, responsible. It makes us recognize, hey, that's why I've been stubbing my toe. That's why this floor is horrible. It's got all kinds of stuff on it. And then we have now we have two options we can take. We have a choice to make. We can either thank you, Lord, for turning on the light and help me get this mess cleaned up, or two, we can just turn off the light and pretend it never was turned on and go about our way until we go around the mountain and hurting again and stubbing our toe again and stepping on Legos and asking, why am I doing this? And then God will turn on the light again. We are responsible for the light that God turns on for us. And it's up to us if we're going to keep that light on or if we're going to turn off and go on our merry way. So, and the more you walk with God, the more you allow him to turn on the light by getting the word of God and being obedient, not just being a hearer, but also being a doer. The more time you spend in time in prayer, the more time you spend in worship, the more time you spend seeking first the kingdom of God and not your own kingdom, the more light that God has given you and the less gray the world is. There's a lot of people, you know, debating over things. Is this okay? Or is this okay? Is this not okay? Is this a sin? Is this, you know, and so forth. But to those who are really, you know, matured and drawn up in Christ, there's a whole lot of things that are just not gray. It's black and white to us because it's either night or day to us because we have walked in the light for so long and the light gets brighter and brighter. In fact, that's what Jesus says. To the righteous, the light and the days get brighter and brighter. So that's the way it should be with all of us, you know, all the time when we walk with Jesus. When Jesus says he's the light of the world, for some of us, that's, you know, that's a little, you know, I guess our flashlights or light, you know, our phones, like a concert or something like that, or back in the day, a lighter. But the rest of us, it's like a noonday sun because we're walking in the light and we see the light. And even though there's darkness all around us, we're not moved by that because we see, because we know where our next step is going. We can see things that other people can't see because Jesus has turned the light on for us and we left the light on. Now, some people might, well, I'll talk about that later. But anyway, this is the light of the world. And this was John 8:12. I then spake Jesus again the same, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.